From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
Wildcat News, it is 7:23 and 53 degrees. Cassie Smith, Creighton Janis in studio. Good morning, both of you. Hope you had a good spring, good Easter. We have Memorial Day coming up. We have Transitions Day. It's Teacher Appreciation Week. Holy cow, it's been busy. Hello and good morning.
Yes, good morning. It's just been crazy. These last couple months of school just seem to fly by, and with that, just continue to get more things, looking at ending this year and starting up next year.
What is the last day of school?
Thursday, May 29th.
Thursday, May 29th. Why'd you look at her?
Well, we just keep on going no matter what. So, Thursday.
That wasn't very fair of me. We're down to the last few weeks here and looking forward to it, I'm sure, because most kids enjoy school. Most parents enjoy kids in school, but there is that time where you want a little break from it, and that goes for not only the administration, but the teachers as well. The kids want a break. I mean, you're working all year long, especially when it comes to curriculum and the transition day. What are you doing with Transitions Day?
Well, we've had a variety of days, actually, in that it's not just one day. So we're very unique at the middle school in that we have a variety of incoming students. Like, so fifth graders will come over from TR and join us in sixth grade. So we've had them join us a couple of different days. They come over and they eat lunch with our kids. They go out for recess just to kind of get to know each other. And then last week on Friday, they actually did a little tour of the building. The other fifth graders shared what are the middle school expectations, what is it like to be in the middle school, answering questions they might have. And they went outside, and all of our grades did positive messages on the sidewalk to prepare for the color run on Sunday. So yeah, that was kind of a fun little activity that they could do together. Yesterday, we had St. Mary's sixth graders come over and join our current sixth graders because they will be here next year as seventh graders.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of same thing. They did lunch with our sixth graders. They did tour of the building, a little bit of question and answer session. What is it like to be at the middle school? You know, there's a lot of anxiety when it comes to moving into a different building. The biggest question I got was, you know, what do I do in the lunchroom? You know, and that's a very real kind of scary thing for a lot of our kids. And so that's why we practice around the lunchroom.
Okay.
The process of getting in the lunch line. How do I get dismissed from a table? How many lunch choice options are there? Then where do I sit? Do I have enough friends? Some of those things. So we just try to make sure that they have a group to sit with.
So many moons ago when we had lunch, when we were finished, we just dumped our tray, put it on the table, and then went out to recess. Is that different today?
It depends on the grade level. We have a set amount of time, so they stay in the cafeteria for a set amount of time. But when they're done, they can dump their tray. We actually have it that the kids are responsible. Someone at their table is responsible for cleaning the table and getting it ready for the next group of kids to come in for lunch. So they're responsible for, we have a little washcloth, a little wash bin, and they come and wash the tables. So it's ready for the next group to come in and eat lunch. So fifth graders still do go out for recess, and then some of the other grades, it kind of just depends on the weather, but they try to get outside as much as possible, especially with the nicer weather.
I'm sure that most of these kids know each other anyway. There's some sort of, I mean, maybe it's through sports or other activities that they might already know each other. So the transition's probably a little bit easier. Yes, no?
Yeah, I would say it probably is in general. You know, they do know kids and others from being at the pool or rec leagues or whatever that looks like, AAU sports and that kind of stuff. But we'll also have a fourth grade transition, so the whole fourth grade class will be coming up that last Tuesday in May, right after Memorial Day. And then the other transition piece is our eighth graders transitioning to the high school. So again, kind of another scary feel when you're entering a different building. So they will go over on Wednesday the 21st and have lunch again, just get the routine of what the lunch process looks like, where to sit, and then they'll learn from Mr. Sprague and Ms. Goodnow some of the expectations around the high school and have a question and answer session with some of the high school kids.
Yeah, it is a big deal, and it's a new environment. It's pretty cool. I remember it very clearly, but I think that you all do just such a wonderful job with that, all the other things with the transitions and the end of the year stuff. it's sweet for you guys because it's the end of the year. Then you can start working on, you know, some more stuff for next year. But for me, I kind of lose my connection with the schools for a few months. And I'm sure our listeners do, too. So we really appreciate you coming in and sharing all of these details. Now, one big thing this week is teacher appreciation. Yesterday was Teacher Appreciation Day. So what are you doing in the schools to address that?
First and foremost, I know that we kind of celebrate them a little bit extra this week, but they do so much throughout the year that I don't think there's an amount that we could actually say thank you to them. And so thank you for all those in education and working right now. So at the middle school, we've had some different fun things throughout this week. Cassie kind of planned it as a 5-course meal. So, you know, not every day though. So she's went ahead and got some cat cafe that they've had. We've had muffins. We've had some different salads. And we have a pasta bar coming up and desserts on Friday because everyone loves food.
You know, the thought that goes into it, I'm sure, is very much appreciated. So, yeah, thank you, teachers. There are challenges throughout the year that you have to endure, but there are also far more rewards from it. What else is going on with the school?
A couple of projects that some of our students have done the last probably month and into the end of the school year. So our 8th grade science classes did kind of an engineering unit where they did the blueprints and designed like a house, and they had to use a windmill or solar panels to help support the energy in that house. And then we had teachers kind of bid on the house, which house they would buy. They had to create a little flyer like a realtor would and put in the newspaper, you know, all the cool features of their house. And then we got to buy a house. And then the teacher brought in some people from Sands Construction and Birdie and Sons and some realtors to do their own judging. And so the kids got little mini trophies if they earned some sort of award. So that was a really cool way to teach a unit. It was very hands-on, and then to also embrace the community support for that. Our 7th grade language arts group just got finished with a research project, so that each kid kind of did their own research on a whatever they chose and did some research that way. 6th grade language arts combined with their social studies class, and they're doing a Greek mythology unit right now. And so they're doing a little research on a Greek god or goddess of their choice, and they're going to kind of do like a wax museum. So they have to do research, and then they're going to be stationed around, and then people, as they come by, they have to give a little speech about who they are, what they're known for, those type of things. So we're going to have that coming up next week in the WAC. You know, we're going to have teachers and other students kind of go by, and they give a little, you know, 30-second, 1-minute speech about their Greek god or goddess. 5th graders, they went to Ag Days over in Webster City at the beginning of the month. They're going to be headed to Dakota City Museum one of the days coming up. And then the end of the year, as part of our PE curriculum, we're doing water safety. So we're combining with the pool, right? The community pool, and our PE teacher and some of the teachers are going to help teach some of those life skills. Like if you were out canoeing and your canoe tipped over, how do you get out of that safely? How could you make a flotation device out of your jeans that you're wearing? Just some of those kind of life skills. But it'll be a cool way for our kids to learn those skills, and kind of a fun end of the year activity as well.
Are you finished with construction projects?
Never.
Never?
So, I think the auditorium is the next, right, on the list?
Right.
I think that'll
be
starting up soon. Yeah.
But at the middle school, anything?
Oh, yeah, nothing. Well, we are getting a new playground. Yeah. So we... our playground has probably been there, well, since the building was built, probably 12 to 13 years ago is when it was installed.
Okay.
And so we are updating that this summer. We got, we partnered with the community grant here, and then we matched that, obviously, was part of the qualifications for the grant. And so we had the kids, I narrowed down to a couple options, and then we had kids vote on which one they wanted. It's kind of got a American Ninja Warrior feel to it. So there's some climbing features, just some cool things that, you know, offer that challenge of American Ninja Warrior. So
what else are we missing? Does that pretty much cover it all?
I think one of the things Cassie and I were kind of talking about on prepping for this conversation is, you know, it's the transition in between The classes is huge, but not only that, the transition of the skills that the kids have and kind of their mentalities when they get here, you know, fifth grade, I think the fifth grade teachers can attest to this, are all kind of flocking around in a herd of kids together in cohorts. They're all together and just not really outgoing, I'd say, at the beginning of the year. And then in eighth grade, we have kids all the way up who can drive to school, and we're all in one building. And it's like, okay, how are we helping kids, you know, from grade 5 to grade 6 to grade 7 to grade 8, and those varieties that they have. So it's not only kind of looking at those next steps for grade levels and integrating kids in for those transitions. It's those huge transitions in life. And I think that's one of the great parts about middle school and scary parts, I guess. But it's something that is really, really good to see in the maturing of those kiddos from fifth to eighth.
Growing constantly socially and meeting new friends, just getting a little more involved with different activities. So that's wonderful. Well, thank you both. Appreciate it. Any final comments, maybe as we kind of get closer to the end of the year, what parents could help their kids with through the summer to help kind of keep that same level?
Just as we near the end of the year, just overall, thank you to the parents, guardians, the community members that have helped and support the kids throughout the school year in particular. We appreciate their support, whether that's, you know, when we're having to make some pretty difficult calls home or some more fun and positive calls home. Those are, you know, we always appreciate the parents' support that. As far as summer things, I mean, you can always get signed up. There's programs through the public library that are really good for kids to get involved in, and there's little rewards to go with that. I just continue to find some way to like engage in reading. That would be huge. Find a book or a series of books that you're really interested in and spend some time reading. We have a lot of programs that we use throughout the school year, like IXL, Membean, that provide, the kids can go on even in the summertime and continue to learn some of those skills that they've either learned in that current grade or to help prepare them for the next grade, that just a little practice here and there to keep fresh on those skills so that they're ready to go in August. But yeah, I'd just say, you know, they can get in some reading, and then socializing with their friends is always huge too. Like, we want to make sure they have great peer interactions with their friends and try to maintain those positive relationships that way.
Thank you both again. Representing the middle school, Cassie Smith, Creighton Jenis, have a good summer. Enjoy the rest of the school year. Say hi to all the kids for us. The bolt says hi.
We will.
Will do. Thank you.